In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. It is a new day. It is another edition of Catholic Meditation. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2019. We thank God for the gift of life. Thank you for being a part of us. Let us pray. May your grace not forsake us, O Lord, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Daniel, chapter 3, verse 25 and verses 34 to 43. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. I read from the Gospel. Then Peter went up to him and said, Lord, how often must I forgive my brother if he wrongs me? As often as seven times? Jesus answered, Not seven, I tell you, but 77 times 7. And so the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who decided to settle his accounts with his servants. When the reckoning began, they brought him a man who owed 10,000 talents. He had no means of paying, so his master gave orders that he should be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions to meet the debt. At this, the servant threw himself down at his master's feet with the words, Be patient with me, and I will pay the whole sum. And the servant's master felt so sorry for him that he let him go and cancelled the debt. Now, as this servant went out, he happened to meet a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him by the throat and began to throttle him, saying, Pay what you owe me. His fellow servant fell at his feet and appealed to him, saying, Be patient with me, and I will pay you. But the other would not agree. On the contrary, he had him thrown into prison till he should pay the debt. His fellow servants were deeply distressed when they saw what had happened, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair to him. Then the master sent for the man and said to him, You wicked servant! I cancelled all that debt of yours when you appealed to me. Were you not bound then to have pity on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And in his anger, the master handed him over to the torturers till he should pay all his debt. And that is how my heavenly Father will deal with you unless you each forgive your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You have been forgiven, also forgive. You have been forgiven, also forgive. Dear friends, here we are. Today's gospel talks about forgiveness, an act so much preached and talked about, an act so much heard about, yet perhaps the most difficult to comprehend and do. It is much easier, far much easier, for some to have themselves burned than to forgive. I tell you, some have died and accepted to die, denying to forgive those who hurt them. Some still alive have vowed never to forgive those who hurt them. To begin, we must accept that it is painful when hurt, especially when the hurt touches our feelings and emotions, or when it is done by a very close person. People carry others in their hearts. They hate them, and just how they wished by hating them, their hatred could have them wiped off the surface of the earth. Some, if given the chance, would kill those whom they hate because they will never forgive them. It is natural and normal to be hurt or offended. People have different things that hurt them. What may hurt A may just as well be a non-event for B, and vice versa. Some hate us and will never forgive us, not because we ever did anything wrong to them. They just hate us for who we are and never want to hear anything good about us. For others, we might have done wrong to them, whether big or small, wittingly or unwittingly, depending on how they see it or take it. So while others may have us as their enemies, we do not have them as enemies. They hate us, do not want to forgive us for whatever wrong or reason they may have, but we go on smiling with them. For them, we are enemies. For us, they are friends. And there are others who have themselves as enemies both ways. They hate you, and you hate them in return. Today, Jesus talks of forgiveness, forgiving those who wrong us. How do you forgive someone who does not even want to talk to you? How do you forgive someone who takes you as an enemy, yet for you they are friends? How do you forgive someone who does not even see the wrong he or she has done, or too proud to apologize? How do you forgive someone who keeps on doing the same thing over and over and over again? How do you forgive someone you truly hate with a passion? Truly, forgiveness is an issue. Not only in our days, as far back as in the days of Jesus, that is why Peter raised the question. Now, this is where the challenge comes. By saying or using the number 7, Jesus wants us to forgive always without stop. 7 is a perfect number. So when Peter said, "Should I forgive as much as 7 times?" For him, he had reached the number of perfection 7 times. From the 8th, you can return evil for evil. But when Jesus answered, "No, not 7, but 77 times 7, he means you should reach perfection in its most perfect state. Therefore, forgive in perfection, always, 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 all the time, without stop. Why do we need to forgive? We need to forgive because we are not perfect ourselves. There is no one who can claim they have not hurt anyone, not even one person on earth, from when they were born. Do not say it was just a small thing you did. Remember, to be hurt is relative. We have different things that hurt us. So while you think what you did was just small, it might just have been too great to bear for whomever you did that. And if we were each to hate and never forgive those who hurt us, then the whole world will be full of enemies. I, preaching to you, could have over 500 now, because I know I have hurt many people. Yet, many of them let those things pass by. They forgave us. Okay, if you are sincere, you have hurt no one, not even one person. At least, you have hurt God. You cannot deny that either. If God did not forgive you always, where would you be? So the psalmist says, "If you, O Lord, were to mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? but with you is found forgiveness, and for this we revere you. The simple truth is, those who refuse to forgive others are those who hurt others the most. Try it. Steal from a thief, and I tell you, he would be the most unhappy person for the rest of his life. Why? He steals from others, but never wants anyone to steal from him. The same applies with those who never forgive. They will never forgive. They are not ready to forgive. Yet, if you go through their life, they are the most provocative and they cause trouble the most, hurting others. Beloved, we all need forgiveness because each one of us at one point or the other might have hurt others. So to open up and forgive those who hurt you too. To explain the need, Jesus narrated the parable of the unforgiving servant and just how true that reflects us. He had offended his master. He owed him much and begged for his debt to be cancelled. Not even to be cancelled. He begged that he would pay later. He needed just a little more time to pay. And his master cancelled it. The master did not want him to pay anymore. Cancelled the debt. He wanted more time, but the debt was cancelled. And he left happy. But there he was, not willing to cancel the debt. Not even talking about cancelling. He was not even willing to give more time to someone who owed him, even much less than what he owed his master. The parable ends, "This is how my heavenly Father will deal with any one of you if you each refuse to forgive your brother from your heart." Beloved, to forgive means to cancel. To forgive means to give more time. You cannot claim to have forgiven someone, yet each time you remind them of what they did to you. Even when they try to make up, you still see them and say, "That is how you are. You are always like that." God forgives and keeps no record of wrong. No one goes to the confessional and God says, "You have come again. You have done it again." No. So, beloved, during this Lent, forgive. Yes, what they did was too painful. Forgive. Remember, you hurt God even more each day. Finally, it pays to forgive because life is short and death is near. Hating them or refusing to forgive them hurts you the more. You refusing to forgive them does not stop them from breathing. You don't feed them, so it does not stop them from eating either. No one has died or stopped enjoying life because he was hated by others who refused to forgive him. So when you forgive, you heal yourself. Open your heart and let them go. Forgiveness is healing. Free yourself and be a happy you. You never know in whose hands you may breathe your last. Forgive all and be happy, lest, like in the story of the Good Samaritan, you find yourself desperate at the point of need or death, and the one who comes by is that enemy of yours whom you have refused to forgive. Forgive because God has forgiven you. We beg for that grace to forgive, to cancel the debts that others owe us, and to let them go. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.